I want to now officially welcome everyone to this call. It's a great opportunity to share inspiration with you and to share blessings with you. And for me, it's a great privilege to convey the blessings of Yeshua to each and every one of you. Each of you will receive in your own way, according to your readiness, according to your needs, and according to the request that you make. Not necessarily the request you make with your mind. The requests we make with our mind are sometimes ill-formed and compulsive and sometimes even oriented toward panic and disbelief. But the requests we make with our heart are always heard and always bear upon the will of God and the orientation of the universe toward us. And the free blessings and even the generosity of our fellow man. It's just like the old saying, all the world loves a lover. Well, you don't have to be romantic lovers for the world to love you. It all starts with the condition in your heart. Have you ever noticed on the days when you're happy, you just simply attract the things that you love and the things you want, and people are so eager to contribute to making your world better. And so it is. Now, today we're going to talk about a very, very important subject, and that is the subject of gratitude. But before we get into that, I want to make available anything you would like to ask or comment on, and I see that Tom, you have pressed star 5 and you're now unmuted. So you must have muted your phone, because every time I unmute you, it mutes back. Now you're on.
Now I'm on. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I sure can.
Okay. Hi, Glenda. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Well, it's great to hear your voice again. And I just had a question that came to me a few days back, and I wanted to know about what's the process for you when coming up with our theme for the blessings? Is this through visitation? Is it through inspiration or something you see during the day leading up to it, or does it wait until the last minute? I'm just very curious.
Well, it's never last minute. It either comes through responses, email responses that I have from people, things I notice on the Christ Blessing Facebook, people commenting, and I notice what the issues are in their life. Sometimes it's a direct indication from Yeshua. And sometimes we start a big theme, such as love and receivership, that just can't be covered in one Sunday session. So it turns out to be 4 in a row. But it's always significant. It's not a knee-jerk reaction, and it's not a last-minute, what will I talk about today?
Yeah.
There's always an indigenous place for the subject. And I have been noticing lately a lot of requests from people for me to cover the subject of forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about this before a number of times, and we don't seem to get to the bottom of the equation. Well, part of the reason we don't get to the bottom of the equation is because of another corollary attachment we have, which is withheld gratitude. There are really two things that stick us to every issue in life. Whether it's a good or a bad issue, they stick us. One is withheld forgiveness, the other is withheld gratitude. And so I want to talk about the other part of the equation, partly because it in itself has a powerful significance, but also it's the other side of forgiveness. And this is something that comes up many times in counseling sessions, so I'll get into the depth of that when I talk. But thanks for talking up, Tom. Is there anyone else that, let's see, we've got someone here from area code 970. Hi, you're on. Hello, 970? Well, if you're not 970, did anyone else press 5-star and want to talk? Sometimes we don't get the right number up.
This is 970.
Oh, hi.
Hi. This is Caroline in Fort Collins, Colorado.
Hello, Caroline.
And I wanted to tell you that I woke up Friday morning with being very depressed and feeling, since that I'm no longer working at, when I stopped working at age 75, that I didn't have any purpose in life. And so I got up and did an energy session on myself, some healing, and then your meditation came at night. And it just seemed like a blessing at that time. And I wanted to thank you.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you for noticing it, because to get back to what Tom asked about what the theme of the blessing, the same thing is true for the theme that's sent out in the meditation. These are carefully selected themes that sometimes are attached to what's happening in the world. Sometimes we really, really need to be focused and attached because people have their attention on what's happening in the world, and they want to be a positive contribution, to be the solution instead of to be a part of the fear. And then other times there are seasonal celebrations we just need to join in and dance to, and be part of the spirit of happiness that's happening. And sometimes I will be, it's interesting how people have told me so often they'll pick up the Keys of Yeshua or Love Without End and just open it to the page that Yeshua wants them to read. Same thing is true with me. Actually, I have to say that even though I transcribed these books, I didn't write them. I transcribed them, and with the help of my great friend and long-term editor, Nancy French, we edited it to at least near perfection. We still occasionally find a boo-boo here and there, but we're working on that perfection every time we go back to press. At any rate, I open the books, and I read things I've never read before. And it's because I'm reading his voice with a new inflection on what was written there. And always he guides me on what page to open. So there's that too. And so I know these inspirations mean something unique to each person who reads them. And look for his voice in those messages, just as you look for his presence in the conveyance of the blessing. Because it isn't I who convey the blessing. I'm your human connection. I'm your human grounding wire to the earth. But the real conveyance of the blessing is from our Almighty Creator through the Holy Spirit, conveyed by Yeshua. And that's kind of how it works. So the same is true in all the things I send you and the various inspirations that I have. And we do our best to interpret the message. But I want to entreat and encourage all of you to receive every one of the messages with the inflection that was meant uniquely for you. Because each one of you will hear the message differently. And I try to be as close to Yeshua's inflection to me as possible, knowing that I'm giving you an opportunity to read it each in your own way. So, are there any other comments or calls, questions? Or I'm scrolling through this and I can take another minute or so to see if messages come through. But I will, if not, I will just begin the inspirational message for today, which is actually a very, as I said several times, it's a very important one. First of all, I think all of you have experienced the amazing power of gratitude. When you express gratitude for anything, you're actually telling God, the universe, and your fellow man, or any source of that gratitude, how much you have appreciated the gift. And that gratitude is a bridge between you and it that allows the gift to be not only given but also received with love. As Yeshua said in Love Without End, the only gift there ever is love. And gratitude is what activates that gift. Now, the interesting thing is that we could take anything that is given to us. Let's say it could be the simplest gift, a birthday card that an old friend sends us. That birthday card has virtually no monetary value at all, unless you can figure out how to recycle it somehow. But it has a great deal of sentimental value. And you can express appreciation for receiving it. But the interesting thing to carry that further is that it becomes an instrument that allows you to express your love widely for all the gifts you've been given that you didn't acknowledge. Perhaps they were too subtle. Perhaps the giver was unseen. Perhaps you went to the store, you purchased this carrot, and it was an amazing carrot. And you thought, wow, this is the best carrot I have had in years. And what you didn't know is that this carrot came from an organic farm, and it was lovingly nurtured by someone who really cared about the life of the carrot, the life of the soil, and the person who would receive that carrot. Now, you're never going to meet that person. You may never know even what farm that carrot came from. And you may have just appreciated the succulence of the carrot and rushed back to the store to buy more. But unfortunately, other people had gone there first because they too appreciated that batch of carrots, and they were all gone. And then you felt bad that you didn't get any more. So you didn't appreciate. You didn't express your gratification. And you kept going back again and again to that grocery store looking for similar carrots, and they weren't there, until you became discouraged about the whole subject of carrots. From a psychological perspective, this is called intermittent reinforcement. And that's where something good happens to you occasionally, and you lock onto it and you attach onto it, not really realizing the serendipity of how that happened. And you keep going back looking for it again. This is what attaches people to things like the lottery or other serendipitous positive occurrences. And they keep thinking, it's bound to happen again, it's bound to happen again. And they become locked into it. It could be something as simple as this incredible dessert you had, which was really not about eating sugar. It was about eating the art of a creation that someone lovingly put together. And it really was the love you appreciated. But your body interpreted it as sugar, so you kept going back and back and back, trying to get sugar fixes. Well, what was omitted was that opportunity at that moment to appreciate the amazing gratitude for that particular situation that was unique, it was anomalous, and it might never come again in that form. There have been, I know, in the lives of each one of you, these moments of overwhelming gratitude that you could have felt because something overwhelmingly positive happened for you. Maybe it wasn't a miracle. Maybe it was just someone who showed up on a tirelessly boring bus ride or airplane ride or subway ride. You were depressed. Nothing could pull you out of it. And this person showed up like an angel And all of a sudden, you were transported into another place. And then the person was gone. We become attached to that. And we never expressed the gratitude. There are other times, I'm covering the different subjects of gratitude because I'm building up to the real punchline. Okay, just bear with me for a minute. Now, this happened in a counseling session a long time ago by a woman who I'm sure is not on the call. She is now happily recovered, happily married, living in Brazil. We won't mention her name. I'll just call her Susan. Okay. Because I want you to understand something that can happen for all of us also. Susan had a beautiful early childhood, wonderful parents, loved both of her parents dearly. And then through something that happened that she, had nothing to do with, her mother developed breast cancer and her mother died. She was a teenager. The loss of the mother was so hard on the father. He became an alcoholic. And then he became an abusive person. And she was so filled with grief over losing her mother, losing the beautiful pleasantness of her childhood, and then her father becoming this horribly abusive person that she came to hate. A, she couldn't forgive God for taking her mother. She couldn't forgive her father for becoming an alcoholic. And she couldn't forgive herself that her grief was destroying her and her hatred was destroying her. So she couldn't forgive. And she couldn't get to the bottom of it all. And I took her through it many, many, many times. The wound was opened and bled with many tears and much grieving, but it still didn't heal. It stayed an open wound. Until finally, we had bled enough of the venom that we could go back and I could facilitate her ability to finally express gratitude. Gratitude for what was buried underneath the hurt, the loss, the grief, and the hatred. When she could express gratitude to her father, she healed. She restored her relationship to her father. And then, through restoring her relationship with her father, she was able to heal from the grief of losing her mother. The real linchpin on that all was withheld gratitude. It's really amazing when you look at the power of gratitude. But an interesting thing is that we treat the whole universe and we treat God almost like Pavlov's dog. Now, when I say that, I'm referring back to the Pavlovian equation of positive and negative reinforcement. We negatively reinforce the things we don't want with bad dog. We positively reinforce the things we do want with good dog. What we forget is that where things that are so big, that are bigger than us, starting with our Creator, then to our universe, then to the Holy Spirit, then to the whole spectrum of nature, and then to the whole context of our life, the things that are bigger than us are not Pavlov's dog. And we cannot condition those things with that methodology. The simple fact is, love commands the universe, and this is what you need to know. And when we get back to the core of the love that we are, then we can extricate ourselves from the I love, I don't love various situations. See, we become very embedded in the situations of our life until we let those situations define us. Now, the reason they define us is they're bigger than we are. Just today, look at the world. Do you know everything going on in the world at this moment? Do you know every decision that's happening around the world that will affect your life tomorrow? Of course you don't. You don't. Do you know everything that's happening in the universe that will affect your life tomorrow and the weather that's shaping up and whatever is happening in our galaxy, in our solar system? No, you don't. You don't. And these things will define your life tomorrow. And the thing is, we command those things. As someone wrote to me last week, how do you command the storm? How did Yeshua command the storm? Well, he didn't command the storm by embedding himself inside the storm. Even Yeshua, in all his greatness, all his grandeur, all the majesty of his understanding, extricates himself from the situation. And that's what he was teaching us when he said, I am in the world, but I am not of the world. I am that I am, and the I am that I am is the love that I am. And so too with you. The very first thing he ever taught me, he said, Glenda, there is nothing more important I can teach you than that love is who you are. Now, the reason for that is because we only find the steering wheel that allows us to create a better position in life through the love that we are. Without that, we have no steering wheel. And without being the love that we are, we have no way of navigating through life. And we can't say to the universe, good dog, bad dog. We simply can't do that. It doesn't work. The fact is, we always can heal any situation by finding within it something for which to be grateful. Because in expressing our gratitude, we become the love that we are. And we can then reconnect with how that situation, at least at one time, in one particular situation, provided us with nurturing love. And for that, we are so grateful. We have then extricated ourselves from the situation significantly enough. We can be the love that we are. We can look at the negative things that we would withhold ourselves from and withhold our love from. And because of that, ironically, we stay attached to it. Now, that seems like a paradox, but it's like a rubber band that's tied between us and it, and we just keep staying attached. And we pull out from those things we resent or detest until we can pull no longer, and then the rubber band snaps. And there we are again, and we're right in the middle of the thing we so detest, and it is so doggone depressing. It is so depressing that no matter what we do, that rubber band keeps snapping. Well, the only way we're going to actually release and soften that rubber band and turn it into just a nice little spider web that dissolves in the wind is we first find something that brings us back to the love that we are. Now, very frequently, that something is gratitude. That something is gratitude, and sometimes even the worst of villains could have been the bringer of a lesson. Sometimes even the worst of villains could have expedited the next level of mandatory evolution for us, just as Judas did for Jesus. And when we can find any thread, any string, any tiniest bit of love for which we can be grateful, that extricates us. But, you know, the irony is you would think that gratitude would attach you to something. Actually, gratitude releases you. Strange as it is, I've studied this through the years, by expressing gratitude, we actually release ourselves to receive more love. And it's withheld gratitude that causes the stingy person to be stingy. Withheld gratitude is what creates scarcity, which creates the mental illusion of limitation, and we run around trying to protect our cup of life from ever spilling out one single drop because this may be all we ever get. And the answer to that is gratitude. The answer to that is giving forth, giving back to those things for which we've withheld gratitude. And you think, oh, if I express too much gratitude, I'll just be stuck to this job or this person or this situation. I'll just become embedded in it. I can't. I got to know that I can walk, independently, and whatever I received, I deserved. Well, of course you deserved it. Of course you did. But maybe the other person deserved the privilege of giving it to you. And it's gratitude that keeps us attached. Now, on the other equation, what do you think about forgiveness? You think, I'm not going to forgive that person because if I do, they'll come back. Then they do it again. Ho, ho, ho. Guess what keeps you attached? Withheld forgiveness. It's withheld forgiveness that actually keeps you attached to the person. Because really, in the end, it isn't the person. Let's say it's somebody who's harmed you. Could have been an abusive parent, an abusive mate. It could have been someone you lost prematurely to some some tragic event in life. Okay? And you're just so resentful of that. Well, let me tell you this in the first place. Let's say it was a drunk driver killed your child. First of all, you're not empowered to forgive that person. Just like the scriptures have said over and over and over again, and Yeshua too. It's as far as forgiving and resolving what's with the person, that's between them and God. You can't forgive that. Whatever that person did, whoever that person is, it's up to them to rediscover their relationship to God. What it's your power to do is forgive the behavior. It's for you to forgive the action, not the person. And when you forgive the action, then you're released from it. That doesn't have to happen to you again. Whatever lesson was connected to that, it doesn't ever have to happen again. Because, see, if you attracted that action into your life, there was something there about your life that magnetized it. And you're still stuck with it. Just let go of it. The purpose of forgiving is you letting go. And whatever it is with that person, that's between them and God. Their life is not your business. What happened between you and that person is your business. That's your business. And it's up to you to choose, do I want to stay attached to it or do I want to let go of it? Forgiving it actually releases you. Expressing of gratitude releases you. In both cases, your cup is emptied and ready to be filled again with blessings. So, with that, we're going to begin our blessing today. And for those of you who are new on the call, I just want to say that welcome, and that this blessing is from the Holy Spirit, facilitated and expedited by Yeshua from within your heart. And it will amplify your prayers to the Creator, to God, to the Father, however you choose to call God. This is between you and God, according to your relationship and your experience and your desire. But now I would ask that you abandon all thoughts of your mind. Your mind is a great creation and instrument, but it's not relevant for what's about to happen. So place it on the shelf, please. Allow your attention to fall into your heart. Be content, be silent in your heart for a moment. And then I would like you to pray for 3 minutes. while Yeshua is conducting energy through your whole body and being. And this energy will flow through you from the top of your head down through your feet. Allow yourself to sit with your feet bare, touching the earth, because we want to activate all of our connections between heaven and earth and the heart. And just pray the prayers of your heart, whether they be with words or feelings or thoughts or just simply the spirit of expectation, all of which can be sublime, knowing that all of your prayers are heard. Then after the 3 minutes, I will tell you. Now, it's approximately 3 minutes because it can go a little longer, and at times it does. I want you to go and rest because every cell of your body is receiving this energy. Every single cell of your body is relating to that energetic flow and taking it into your whole body and being. Give it time to assimilate. And in that 7 minutes, don't make out your shopping list. Don't think about your problems. Just be there and allow yourself to receive. Dear Yeshua, thank you for being with us today, for filling our hearts with the love of God and allowing us to empty our cup from all unexpressed gratitude and from all withheld forgiveness, that we may open our life to all the infinite blessings that are still waiting for us, whether we be young or what we call old, for there is no such thing as old in the heart of God. We are forever young, and there are forever blessings waiting for us. Thank you for giving them abundantly to us and showing us how to receive them. For we know this is all you ever wanted for us, is to be fulfilled in our relationship to the Almighty Creator and the abundance of our magnificent universe. Allow us to be all that we are, to receive all that we can receive, to be transformed, healed, and enjoined with our greatest potential for happiness. Amen. The energy conveyance is now complete. Go rest and assimilate for 7 minutes, at least. It can be longer if you like. God bless. Have a wonderful week. Much love from me.